Radio Mobile. Sign, KWBA.
This is Steve.
It is. Who's it got?
Jim up in Travis Rest, KO4LAO.
It's such a pretty day. What are you doing, sir? Are you out running around?
It's got to get done, but headed to the recycling center to get rid of a bunch of boxes.
I hear you. I got a whole garage full of junk I got to straighten up. And my garage is 40 by 60.
That's
the deal. When I built my wife the house she wanted, I told her, I said, you get the house, but I get my man cave.
Give it any time recently?
Last weekend, I got all tied up and hung up with a bunch of stuff, and just, you know, life sometimes just cuts in on your fun time.
I've been playing ham radio a lot lately, and the wife has taken notice.
And about the ink on that marriage license that seems to make women or wives believe that it is their responsibility to monitor and keep husbands busy.
How do you know we'll get in trouble if they don't have something for us to do?
Knows them sweet innocent.
I had to get done this morning, so now I'm getting rid of the cardboard boxes that it all came in.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if you've heard any of my conversations recently, but I am in the finishing stages of getting a new Mosley up for my HF work.
Again?
I'm in the finishing stages of getting a new Mosley up for my HF work.
Hey, I'm here, so tell me what a Mosley is.
Mosley Electronics manufactures antennas for just about everything that you can think of, and they've been in the business, 75 years. And I picked up one of their higher-end antennas for my high-frequency work. That's 40 through 10 meters.
Using one of the MFJ's, multi-band antennas as a wire, and that seems to work pretty good for me right now, but I can't, due to the homeowner's restrictions that I'm bound by, I can't have anything more visible than that.
Well, I used to live in neighborhoods with HOAs, and that is now why I live on 8 acres. Out New Cut Road. I'm within 4 miles of the end of New Cut Road at Highway 11. And my driveway is 1,600 feet long. This way. If I decided to sit out on my front porch and drink a beer in my birthday suit, nobody would ever know or ever care.
I'm living a dream.
Okay, any chance?
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, Steve, there's a picture on Google Maps of you in your birthday suit running around on that big lot.
Yeehaw! I hope I didn't scare any of the satellites away.
$50 a copy.
We're not going to go there. The airways, I believe, should have a certain standard. So, we're not going there. Say again.
Is your Mosley a tower?
The four-element beam.
A rotor that will allow you to automatically change it to the azimuth that you want?
Absolutely. That is correct. So I can point it into any quadrant that I need to. And I'm all but ready, except for a little bit of muscle to help me do it, because the thing weighs 56 pounds. I'm ready to get it up on that rotor and get it up there on my 50-foot tower and get it going.
Quite a plan there. I'd love to be in your position with that.
I had been dealing with, the Cushcraft, some will say, that I had. You know, it's a 40 through 10 rotatable dipole. You know, I've talked to some, you know, 8,000, 9,000 mile away stations with it. I've enjoyed it. But everybody keeps telling me this Mosley is just going to knock my socks off. So I'm graduating up to a supposedly a really good antenna.
When we get to that dream house, I'm hoping to have enough land and being away from enough people that I can put a tower up myself.
It's a bit money, baby. And all you got to do is let it go.
Step out of this house first.
Some of those articles where the ARRL is helping to make ham radio towers exempt from HOAs.
Nice. I've seen it, you know, back and forth, but I don't know. It's a pretty, homeowners associations have got some pretty good representatives in Congress, and I'd love to see it if they could do it.
State folks are going to bust the FCC, my friend. But that's neither here nor there. So I used to live in TR. Where are you in TR?
Just on State Park Road there, not too far from the Baptist church out there.
Fairview Baptist? Yeah, Clearview Baptist. How about that? Well, if you turn up there at the Baptist church and you go in as far as Roe Road or Little Texas and turn left on Little Texas going up towards the top of the mountain, I used to live up there on Wind Tree Court.
Talking about a lot of houses back up in that way.
It was nice up in there while I was there. It was a nice little starter house. That was, sheesh, I moved out of there in 89.
For the country with the Air Force and. About every 2.5 years, we wound up moving from California to Albuquerque to Louisiana, Goldsboro, North Carolina, all over the place.
MOS.
It uses AFSCs instead of MOSs, but I was a pilot flying tankers.
Past tense. Are you retired now?
Oh, yeah. I did 21 years active duty, then 16 years as a Air Force junior ROTC instructor, and essentially was a high school teacher there for 16 years.
Well, I went to Eastside High School, and I graduated Eastside in 1973. And the long and the short of it, a very good friend of mine graduated and from Clemson in the ROTC. And let's see now, in that time frame, that would have been around 1978 when he went in active duty flying. So around 1980, I can't remember whether they called it MATS or MAC. Which one was it?
MAC. Yeah, and I went in 79, so I'm pretty close to that year group.
He would have retired long before now. His name was David Brett. Last I heard, he was a captain. And I don't remember where he was stationed last. It's been about 6 or 7 years since I talked to him. I gotta get in touch with the boy. He was in the C-5s, and that was along the time right before he got out. He was being moved up to that. What is that new one they've got to replace the C-5?
I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't at Charleston.
Another friend of mine retired as a one-star down there. He was wing commander. That was Ted Bishop. And he retired in 82 or 83. From Charleston. But I'm not sure, like I said, I'm not sure if David was, did they have the C-17s in Dover?
And also, yeah, I think they had C-17s and probably some C-5 still at the time.
I believe David was stationed up at Dover.
Time it was at Andrews in 01. I was there from 98 and retired just after the first of the year in 01 out of Andrews. So I used to fly over to Dover quite frequently.
You just missed the Gulf.
I just went out the back gate in January of 01 thinking I'll never wear an Air Force uniform again. And then less than 30 days later, I was wearing one working for the junior RTC program. And right after that, 9/11 hit, and we were thinking about getting recalled back to active duty. But they didn't want us to go back in the cockpit. They wanted us to go fill desk jobs at headquarters, and we didn't want to do that.
You really are a true flyboy.
I'm that did that, and you're actually called retired on active duty. They recall you to active duty and put you on orders, but you're not eligible for promotion or anything. It's just that you're working for Uncle Sam back in uniform again.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't call you back into the sandbox.
Enough young guys flying on the line in the tanker business. But what they needed was guys in the headquarters to be able to, you know, push the papers and keep things rolling and that kind of stuff. Even in the last part of Desert Storm, I was in the training business, but we had a tactical squadron on our base at the time, and all the instructors wanted to go fly with a tactical squadron, but we got told to let those guys do their job, and we need to just keep pumping students through the pipeline.
Still an important position in and of itself, though. Well, Bud, I have enjoyed talking to you today. I've destinated here at my office building, and I got to check in with a guy that's doing my HVAC stuff. So, listen, 73s, try to behave out there. Try to stay cool. KN4VWA, I'm clear after your final.
KO4LAO, I'll be clear and have a great afternoon, 73.
KO4LAO, KZ4TMA.
KO4LAO, this is KZ4TMA, trying to reach you through Echo Link if you're still on. KZ4TMA.
TMA, KO4LAO, go ahead.
Hello again. Sorry for the delays between our transmissions. I'm using Echo Link and between the speed of my phone app and then the natural delay, there's always a couple seconds there. My name's Simon. I'm in Greenville, New Ham. Overheard your conversation with Steve, and you caught my attention when you mentioned you were new and up in TR. I'm down here in Greenville. Just got my license about a month ago. So just wanted to connect. But yeah, I'm KZ4TMA down here in Greenville. As you can tell from the fact that I'm using Echo Link, I don't have a proper rig yet. I've got a handheld, and I'm soon to install something mobile when I could actually hit the repeater a bit better. But for now, I'll just use Echo Link from time to time.
It's amazing how these radios tend to grow on you, and before you know it, there'll be two or three running around on your desk or in your truck there. You might look at a Yaesu 2980. They run about $150, but boy, they sure are a good sturdy radio, and that's what I'm talking on right now.
Yes, thanks for the recommendation. I actually got lucky and on Facebook Marketplace found a Yaesu FT7900, the dual bander, for a pretty good price. So I've got that in the car. Just yesterday, I got my Comet antenna, and so it's just a matter of getting it set up and tinkering with it a little bit. So pretty soon I should be able to use that, at least from the car. It'll probably be a little while before I set anything up, base station in the house or in the home office or anything. I think I'll probably be happy with my mobile rig for a little while. But yeah, soon I hope to be hitting the repeater through that. It's more radio than I certainly need right now, but I was excited by the price I found, and the fact that it was dual band was pretty appealing too. So yeah, hopefully I'll have that set up pretty soon. And let's see. You mentioned I think the AC you mentioned was a monoband, and is that your main unit that you use? And do you use it mobily in a car, or do you have it set up as a base station?
Two, and I use one as a base and one in the car. But the 2980 will put out 80 watts if you need it to. But you really don't need that much from where we are. You know, a good 10 watts will kick that repeater, and you can get out to pretty much anywhere. So, but it's a great radio, especially if you're traveling on the road. You've got the power if you need it.
Yeah, that's a great point. No, this dual band I've got is 50 watts max for VHF, and I think 40 for UHF. And again, you know, for my purposes for now, that'll be more than enough. But that's a good point. I really hadn't thought about how some of these monobanders would have a higher output overall. But yeah, anyway, good to make the connection. I'm trying to get on the air a little bit more often now. As soon as I got my license, our family got COVID, so I really haven't been active much yet. But we're coming out of that. And I'm actually about to go jump on a conference call. I work from home here. But again, just heard you were a new ham in the TR area and wanted to make the connection. So it's good to meet. Again, I'm Simon, KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
Took the technical and the general at the same time, and it worked out pretty good. But don't forget about every night at 9 o'clock, they've got the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society net right here on this repeater. So do us a favor, check in with us. And, you know, even if you use an Echo Link, they'll let you, they'll call for those stations first. But KZ4TMA, KO4LAO, clear. And take care.